honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Over 2.1 million people live with multiple sclerosis, and my next guest, Dr. Terry Walls, was diagnosed with it in 2000. However, Terry didn't want to become another statistic, and she healed herself through a protocol she developed called the Walls Protocol. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
You know, it's pretty incredible. I mean, I often hear how people have healed themselves from pretty serious illnesses, and I'm always amazed and in awe about people like yourself who could do it. And could you just share a little bit about what made you do it, how you did it? I mean, I'm so curious.
Sure. So I have relapsing and remitting in 2000. By 2003, I had transitioned to secondary progressive MS, diagnosed and managed at the Cleveland Clinic. And that's the phase of the disease where you get steadily worse. There's no more improvement. And I was looking at becoming bedridden. At that point, I started doing my own research and ultimately came up with a nutrient-dense diet designed specifically for my brain cells, my mitochondria. I also used electrical stimulation of my muscles. And within 3 months of this new protocol, I was able to walk without using a cane. And then in six
wow.
months, walk without a cane, and in 9 months, do an 18-mile bike ride with my family.
Wow. I'm curious, what do your doctors say to you when that happens? Do they kind of chalk it up to, oh, it's a miracle, or, oh, you know,
well,
do they acknowledge what you've done and the work that you've proven works?
You know, the first thing they said is, well, one case, so what? And so we got a team of senior scientists together, wrote a grant, got funding. And we now are studying the Walls Protocol and others with primary and secondary progressive MS. And we've published our first paper showing that this protocol is well-tolerated, has a very favorable impact on fatigue, and we'll be writing probably four or five more papers talking about the changes in gait, cognition, mood, and nutritional status. So we're showing that it helps more than me. In my clinical practice, I show that it helps people with other types of autoimmune conditions like inflammatory bowel disease, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, psoriatic arthritis. It also is helpful in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, and neurological, neuropsychiatric problems.
Incredible. What is the basis of the protocol?
We use a paleo style of eating, so and I structure it to maximize the 19 nutrients your brain cells need, 9 cups of vegetables, 3 cups of greens, 3 cups of sulfur-rich cabbage family, onion family, 3 cups bright color, then high-quality protein. And that's for an adult male or a very tall female. Short, petite females would be proportionately less.
And is there a guideline that people could follow, a daily, meal plan? How could someone,
for
example, someone's listening who has multiple sclerosis or any of those illnesses that or diseases that you mentioned, that they could say,
right.
Okay, I want to learn more about it. I want to follow it. What could I do?
So go to my website, terrywalls.com. You can download some free materials we have to help you get started. Watch the videos. Certainly get the book, The Walls Protocol, How I Beat Progressive MS Using Paleo Principles mm-hmm. Functional Medicine. We have detailed menus, recipes, plans, food lists, shopping lists, and most importantly, a very clear, easy-to-understand explanation of the science behind why the protocol is designed that way, so you're willing to do the work of reorganizing how you eat.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the science. What would you say was the most fascinating? I'm sure there are many, but what would you say would be like the top one or two most fascinating things that you learned once you were able to do that science and see the research?
One is this extensive list of nutrients very important to our brain cells and how poor our diets are at delivering them. The quality of our diets have deteriorated so badly. Two would be the high prevalence of unrecognized sensitivity to proteins in gluten, grains, and dairy that rev up inflammation, causing problems. And then three, the high level of toxins stored in our fat and brain that also worsen the inflammation and worsen the disease process.
Can you give us an example? I guess I know you said there's an extensive list of nutrients, but what are, let's say, the top five lists of nutrients that our brain requires?
We're going to need a lot of B vitamins, essentially all of them. We're going to need minerals, magnesium, zinc, sulfur. We'll also need omega-3 fats, omega-6 fats, arachidonic acid, eicosapentaenoic acid, docosahexaenoic acid. And those are in the omega-3 and omega-6 fat range.
Now, would you say that people can get this or these nutrients from their food, or do you have a supplement protocol as well?
Food is absolutely the most critical. Supplements are synthetic. They don't have all the related compounds. They're not as biologically active. I do have a great chapter about supplements, which ones you might think about, but I stress the food sources for these compounds and that the magic really happens from the food.
I agree with you from the food source, but I have encountered some supplements that are pretty amazing that are not synthetic, that are whole food source, that are from fruits and vegetables. So
yes,
I agree with you, though. Anything
that
comes from China.
Yes, exactly.
Anything
that
comes from China, I'm with you. Synthetic, we don't want those, but there are some good quality supplements out there that, you know, for me, from what I've read, is that most of us are deficient in minerals, and that is one of the main reasons that chronic illness occurs. So, like, you know, anything that you can get it from your food, or there are great supplements like something called Juice Plus that I take myself that I do love and think that, you know, are super high in quality. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I like sea salt and seaweed for those minerals. I think iodized sea salt and seaweed, very helpful for minerals, and the vast majority of us have multiple trace mineral deficiencies.
I love that you say about the sea salt and the good quality sea salt, not the type of sea salt, not the type of salt that you see on your table that's white and that's been bleached, but the actual good quality gray or pink sea salt. I mean, that's fantastic. Now, my next question is about sensitivity testing, sensitivities to protein and to gluten, like you mentioned. Do you recommend people have sensitivity testing done? And if so, what do you think is the best type of testing they could do?
The very best testing is an elimination diet, and I describe how to do that in the book. That really is the only standard that's 100% reliable, because innate systems take a couple weeks to respond. You can use blood testing, but the negative test doesn't rule out the disease. You can use stool testing, but the negative test doesn't rule out the disease. So whatever test you get, you'll also get a report that says the gold standard is an elimination diet. So from my perspective, elimination diet is best. But there are times where I'll do either the stool test or the blood test, and that might be from Entrolabs or Alcat.
Alcat. Now, do you think the stool test is better than, you know, the type that you hold in your hand? I forget the name of it, but the Meridian testing, I think it's called?
I think the stool test, they all have limits. The stool testing is probably the most sensitive, but still is somewhat imperfect.
Interesting.
Because it does not get the innate system.
Okay. We have about 30 seconds left. I just want to talk a little bit about detoxing in the 30 seconds. But what would you recommend to someone who is looking to detox and to help their bodies detox? What would be the number one thing you would recommend?
Kelp and algae are very helpful. Zeolite and clay, if supervised by a physician. But kelp and algae are very, very helpful.
And all of this is found in your book as well, correct?
Yeah, in tremendous detail.
I love it. Well, thank you, Terry. This has been very interesting, and congratulations. I think what you've done is incredible. And I urge those of you listening, if you know someone with multiple sclerosis or any other type of disease, please check out Terry's website. You can also check out thewallsfoundation.com. You can also follow Terry on Twitter at Terry Walls. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa, who's not here today. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, and stay well.